Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's the undertone of this hour, Jay? Want to pick something that is currently a part of what's trending that might be an undertone of conversation? Yes,
well, right
no,
now, all I
maybe.
Can think about is Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy's marriage.
Right, after I
they really
that
are
you.
Such a cute couple.
They are very cute. Yep, more about them later in the hour. Trending right this minute. Are you ready? The top 10 things. Now, do we want to do top 10? Let's do top 5. Although
okay.
Taylor Swift is at number 6. I don't even know who Maya Venbury is. Do you?
Mm.
I don't know. Let's see who's in the list. Brooks Robinson. Wonder what he's gotten into. David McCallum is on the list. Let's see here. Travis Kelce. We know about that. Let's see here. Dancing with the Stars. What happened last night on Dancing with the Stars? Something. Somebody must have tripped or fall or what. So, and I don't like the fact that they got the guy who's now the host who did America's Funniest Videos. He replaced Bergeron on that show. And now he's replaced Bergeron on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, did it air? I thought that they were doing a break because of the writer's strike, but then the writer's strike has pretty much been resolved.
Yeah, so they don't need writers for that. Well, they need writers to... What,
apparently they are.
Choreography for dance?
Well, because one of the dancers, or one of the celebrities who's in the competition, is part of the WGA and thought that that was an approved... approved work, and it apparently wasn't. So, and Dance with the Stars, the whole thing, they were like, yeah, we support you. We will just go ahead and pause for a minute, but maybe they did it.
I don't know. Maybe it was a repeat. I'm not a fan of the show, so I don't know. I just saw some lady dancing around in a beautiful yellow costume. I don't even know who she was.
Oh, then it must have aired. Yeah.
Quick. It was a quick pass through there. Quick night of television for me last night. Number 2 on the trending now list is the government shutdown potential, and number 1 is that's Trump, and there's a day we could spend a day and a half. I don't everybody knows what happened in court yesterday, right? Don't you think? Is there any reason to go through that? I'd rather not. I don't have to because I don't think there's anything. Right? Seriously, doesn't everybody at this point, anybody who's a Trumper or anybody who doesn't like Trump, knows what happened in court yesterday? Basically,
or anyone who's not following anything, if you just went to a news site, it was breaking news everywhere.
Right, everywhere.
You couldn't miss it.
Basically, the bottom line is he had it. Now, the people who love him will say that he got shafted. The people who don't like him say that he got what he deserved. And basically, the bottom line is that he got his head handed to him by the judge. And the lawyers, the same thing. They all got fined $7,500 for saying outrageous things that weren't true, and that was the judge basically said to him, you're guilty as hell and you're going down. That's pretty much it. That was the day in the life of Donald Trump. Now, I actually fell into a discussion last night with some friends about what's going on in baseball, and mostly because the people I was with last night were all Red Sox fans, as you can imagine, and the Red Sox have pretty much stuffed it for the year. And so now we can be angry about the status of the Yankees. That seems to be that's great sport in and of itself here in the neck of the woods where I am and whoever else you may like. So I still call them the Cleveland Indians. What are they called now? The Cleveland?
Oh, the Guardians.
Guardians. Ah, yeah. That's very inspiring.
Yeah, okay. Our shot at playoffs left a long time ago. So.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, see you later.
There's always next season.
Why is it with Cleveland, same thing with football, they always seem to be, it's the next year, we'll look for it. But the town is so loyal to their teams. Your father's a big big fan, but he likes Pittsburgh too. He's a big Pittsburgh fan. And he go to, isn't he going to a Pittsburgh game this weekend, or did he go last weekend? I've forgotten.
It seems to me. A couple weeks ago, yeah, when the Browns played the Steelers. He will root for the Browns unless they're playing the Steelers. Steelers are his number one. But the Guardians, Cleveland baseball, they haven't always been awful. We've been to the World Series quite a few times. Where the Browns, football, Budweiser did this whole promotion where the Browns not only hadn't won in so long, they hadn't even scored a touchdown in so long that they put up all of these Budweiser beer fridges that were locked, and they just had to score a touchdown, and then the beer fridges would become unlocked. We're talking like over a season without a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. I'd say you should stay home if that's the case. One of the great things about the baseball season and about baseball, this is one of the fascinating things about radio. There is this thing about radio and Major League Baseball that's not really, is there an equivalent in football? No. Or hockey? No. Or basketball? No. The love of baseball and the way that people relate to it on the radio is something that has been in my career of 60 years almost, looking at the connection. I wouldn't be a broadcaster because I get too much into the weeds when it comes to baseball. But this is the 100th anniversary of the first National World Series broadcast as it starts. When is it? Excuse me. Playoffs start next week, right? I think it's next week. And goes through most of the month of October. The announcers are not as good now as they have been in my lifetime earlier on, but people still they really make it. It's an event. It's one of those must hear things that hasn't necessarily followed through in many other formats. And sports talk radio has become kind of like regular talk radio. It's the baboons versus the orangutans, and it's all out on a lot of that stuff. But the broadcast of Major League Baseball games really kind of, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So take my hand off to all those guys. All right, let's see. A Powerball jackpot is up to 835 million. Next drawing. How many people are buying tickets? Have we talked about this pretty much every day for the last couple of weeks, right? Here and there. Just to mention, why not? Fourth largest purse in the lottery's history. Second largest this year. So the numbers are getting bigger. The dreams are getting better.
A lot quicker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about what you can do with that kind of money. What people do as they go to bed at night, I'm going to win the lottery. What a great way to go to bed. Very positive, right?
Well, even if you do the lump sum, you get like about half of it, but that's still a lot of money. And if you do the annuity, then you can still, that's a lot of
$1 million
yearly cash.
So let's see here. There were four winners of the $1 million, by the way, the other night. Four of them, let's see, three in Florida and one in Oregon. That's all five of the white balls. That's how you win the $1 million if you don't have the number.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that number on the end? What's the last one?
I know. I'm the Powerball.
The Powerball. All right, anyway. So good luck to everybody. The drawing, let's see. Today is Wednesday the 27th. So let's see. Powerball draws, I think, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, right? Just for the 11 o'clock news. And so if you're excited about this, drawings tonight, another number. I have bought off and on tickets. I feel like maybe I'll buy. It's just fun, much as anything else. It's a lot of fun. Okay. Target is closing, I think it's 9 stores.
Oh, wow.
Because of they can't make it work. The theft is out of control. The people are in bad neighborhoods. And most of the big cities, I think L.A., New York, Chicago, I forget what the list is. I'm on the top. It's off the top of my head. I saw it yesterday because I'm looking at a story of police arresting 20 people in Philadelphia, where stores were looted yesterday, last night, through the night. Apple stores, Foot Locker stores were hit in the city center. So what the heck's going on? Why? You know what the problem is? Now I wish Jennifer were here to discuss this, because she's really articulate when it comes to, not that you aren't, Jay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that because it happens so much in California, the lawyer gets arrested for stealing, what is it, under $1,000? Hey, help yourself. Who wants to live in a society where it's basically back to the 1870s and 1880s, where everybody had, we have a shootout on Main Street, and, you know, you don't like the guy who is looking tough at your wife, and then you shoot him. And so these guys, they're not shooting, but they're looking, they're going in, they're doing things that are illegal.
Well, hello? I remember seeing that video of, I think it was taken by a Walgreens security officer, and somebody was stealing things, but they're told not to engage unless they get to a certain point. And he
one
just
got fired.
He pulled up his phone and videotaped everything. And then there's a different story of somebody else, or in a different state, where I believe the person who was stealing was a pregnant woman, and she was shot and I believe killed for taking like a couple of things.
What the heck?
It's just like these two extremes.
Mm-hmm. Really. All right, let's see. Might as well go back to, not Trump, because we got that pretty well. Although I thought it was interesting, Paul Ryan was interviewed yesterday. He used to be Speaker of the House. And I think I don't want to say I don't want to put it like he's a good Republican, but he is, I thought, he's my kind of politician in that he got things done. He and Newt Gingrich both were able to get things done. He says if Trump's the nominee, forget it. And I say, if Biden's the nominee, forget it. Most people say either one of them, if they're the nominee, forget it. This stuff going around and around, like we're in a barrel here. And so there are so many other, actually we have some Hunter Biden stuff to talk about, so we'll do that in the next half hour. Now, 18 after here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Some people ask why. Why do you renew your vows every year? Those tend to be the same people that also ask, how do you keep your marriage so new? Who said that? Aha! Gotcha! Well, I'll reveal the answer to that question here in our celebrity news slot, little social media gossip, what's trending, right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Hi, just sort of an interjection here on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. Daytime TV shows resuming broadcast, I think, next Monday, right? Late night shows, I think, are already back on. If they aren't, they will be. So there's a little, I guess, some of the reality shows are stepping up to the plate. There was a television actor, is a television actor and a singer, who said, some people ask, why do you renew your vows every year? Those tend to be the same people who ask, how do you keep your marriage so new? That, and this actor also wrote to his wife, quote, I'm so blessed to call you my wife, so honored to be your husband. I thank God every day for you, and I thank you always for taking care of my heart. As promised, I love you on to forever. And this couple, by the way, falls asleep. If they're not together, they're on FaceTime, and they fall asleep with each other's FaceTime image on the pillow. I think that's very cute. So who is that? If you guessed Donnie Wahlberg, you are correct. His wife, Jenny McCarthy.
They're adorable together.
FaceTime sleep next to each other when they aren't actually together.
Yeah, the only times they won't is if somebody is in an area where it's just too rough of a signal and they can't.
Yeah, right. They FaceTime 10 times a day. I'm just trying to picture him doing that between takes of Blue Bloods, much as anything else. So it's nice. It's cute. It's warm. It's fun. It's imaginative. It's something that is just, there's not enough of this. Is it serious? Yeah, serious between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good example of how people stay together? It, for them,
well,
it works.
Communication is definitely key, and not in the sense of just talking and being able to talk about things that you need to speak on, but just hanging out together. Turn off the TV and just talk and chill together.
Yep, they've been married, I think, 8 years, and they renew their vows every August. And so maybe there's a good idea there. Maybe those of you who are in a sticky wicket kind of situation, but you really know that you love each other, maybe you try something like that, or maybe you make a regular. There's something about routine in marriage. I never learned this, but I've observed it with others. If you do something in a way, in a loving way with each other, practicing that, if you really love, there are plenty of people who are married who can't stand the person they're married to. So why waste your time? There's some people that are in marriages of convenience. Some people in marriages because they feel they don't know what they do if they got divorced, or there's threats saying, well, if you leave me, I'm going to take the kids, or whatever may come. So, anyway, congrats to Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg. Great story. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'll more next time.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom and capitalism, and is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New information has come out from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. One day before the first hearing into the House's planned President Joseph Biden impeachment inquiry. Representative James Comer reported that President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank money wires, payments totaling $260,000 to his son Hunter from Chinese nationals. One of the Chinese nationals is reported as Jonathan Lee, who developed a business relationship with Hunter while Joe was vice president. The committee said both wires originated from Beijing and were delivered to the Biden home after Joe announced he was running for president. A raging fire seemingly caused by fireworks at a wedding engulfed a hall with guests in northern Iraq today. Authorities are reporting more than 100 people are confirmed dead and roughly 150 others injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Wednesday is upon us. Wednesday music. All right, everybody's happy that it's Wednesday already. Just one day goes into another and another and another. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. September the 27th is upon us. I thought it was pretty interesting how, you know, we talk a lot. Without people, what do we talk about, right? People are doing things, and that motivates us to have the conversations that we have. Otherwise, if it wasn't for, well, we wouldn't be here. So what would the bugs, you suppose, what would happen if cockroaches ran radio? Oh, wait a minute. Some of them still, some of them do. And ba-dum, boom. A lot of people talking about David McCallum, the last remaining original cast member of the NCIS franchise, passed away at the age of 90. And a lot of people, there's not one thing about this guy that you can read it isn't just wonderful, saying that they were honored to have a chance to work with him. What a kind man, how helpful he was. Everybody, you know, if they needed to do their lines, whatever it was, he was there. Very, very helpful and a very proficient actor. So holding a good thought for him. We were talking off the air about Arthur Fonzarelli and what he did 46 years ago. A big jump for Happy Days and a big jump for TV history. It was the beginning of the fifth season. And Fonzie had a three-part trip to Hollywood. He got a screen test. He became a California kid, sort of. And he leapt over a shark on water skis. And so that sort of has been what people remember him for. And what I find more interesting is that he played an Italian so well when he's very Jewish in real life. The good actor, right? Good actors make you believe that they are the character that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And so anyway, his father was a great motivator, he said to him. So I just find the attention, because like a lot of other things, we get fascinated with certain actors and actresses and fascinated with certain personalities, like the royals, right? Everybody wants to know if there's something
going on. Yeah, there's always some obsession with
going
it.
On. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so our discussion about Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg, the whole idea and how it's presented sometimes is very cool as well. Anyway, I'm just feeling good about all the good news that there is for people. I had dinner with some friends last night and we were talking about how we, you know, you can easily get stuck in the muck and the mire, but there really is much, much more good, much more positive stuff going on. It's just that for whatever the reason, we seem to be fascinated with the bad stuff. And one of the things, I guess, that, you know, if you're looking around for bad stuff, I like to blend the good with the bad. This guy who killed this 26-year-old woman in Baltimore, who was the founder of some tech company, looked like a cute, warm, wonderful, kind of like even a fuzzy kid. Her name is Pava LaPere. And she was CEO of a company that she started that was big into technology. You see a picture of her? She's the kind of, just looking at her picture, I want to know her. I want to know who she was and what she was about. Anyway, so they're chasing this guy around who looks like he has... See, when something like this happens, some guy who's worth nothing and is a piece of dirt, who takes out somebody who is as contributory, if you will, as warm and wonderful. This guy's name is Jason Billingsley, who's behind the death. Apparently, the thing I saw on the local, even the local news last night, although it's never local, it's always something, you know, tied to national stuff, that the police in Baltimore have said be on the lookout for this guy because he's very dangerous. And he's also someone who's mentally challenged or whatever the damn politically, he's a nut bird, crazy, whatever, in whatever, the real way of describing people like this rather than the politically correct. Apparently, this guy's had a lot of run-ins with the law. He's got guns and he shouldn't have them. You know, it's the same old stuff. She ran a company called EcoMap Technologies. She was on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. You know, every year they come up with a 30 people who are on the up-and-coming list.
A very prestigious list, yes.
Under the age of 30, yeah, right. Wasn't What's-Her-Face that got sent Thune, the blood lady got sent to prison? She was on that list, I think, at one point in time. Is what you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah,
the woman.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I'm completely blanking on her name. Amanda Seyfried played her.
Yeah, but it's Thune. I think her name was Emily Thune or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, wait, are you talking about the Thanos thing?
Yeah, Thanos. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so let's hope nothing good happens to this guy and he gets his comeuppance fast. Okay, do you feel the same way about Hunter Biden, who not only is under a microscope himself, but I almost giggled when I saw this, and grudge match supposedly between Zuckerberg and Elon Musk.
Just have an MMA thing or something like that.
Right. And there's going to be a debate between DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. Who the hell is going to pay attention to that? Both of them. A couple of losers.
I feel like everybody.
Right. So now it's Hunter Biden versus Rudy Giuliani. So Biden has filed a lawsuit against Rudy, accusing him of computer fraud over his role in getting and sharing the contents of that laptop, right? It belonged to Hunter Biden. The suit... it's just become a cartoon. Yeah, right? Isn't that what this is? Kind of a cartoon story.
Like a lot
story.
Of breaching, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of litigation. The lawyers are having a great time. This is the litigation. Well, think of how many different things there are that Hunter Biden has been accused of, right? And so not only Giuliani, but his personal attorney, Bob Costello, who is a defendant in the suit as well, are accused of contributing to the, quote, total annihilation of Hunter Biden's digital privacy. So, are we all worked up about this? Excuse me for a second.
Talk are we all worked up about it? And it's just one of those things that seems to never end. And the fact that the judge was even like, no, we are not going to go with how you want to settle this, because there's still so much more that is out there and unresolved.
Yeah.
This is just not going to happen.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, is it worth spending a lot of time on? N-O. No. All right. Well, let's see. Another legal case. Ready for this one? J.P. Morgan paying $75 million to settle a Jeffrey Epstein case. You heard me right. They're going to pay $75 million involving Epstein, found dead in his cell, remember, in the correction center in New York City, waiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Of course, he committed suicide. Anyway, the fact that Epstein was involved in human trafficking, investigating all that stuff, So this is a Virgin Islands thing. J.P. Morgan Chase contributing $30 million to the organizations whose work is aimed at fighting human trafficking. So I don't get why it is that they're having to pay.
Because they should have known about human trafficking from Epstein and the investigation.
They use the bank to transfer funds.
Had a lot of information that,
is that it?
The bank dealt with a lot of this stuff. Yeah, that they should have. Not engaged either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't... Listen. He's dead.
They're guilty by allowing a lot of these things to happen in the financial side of it.
The banks, the big banks are scumbags. The people that run them are no good. They all do things that are not in the best interest of anybody except themselves. Kind of reminds me of most of the politicians, right, that are around. Think about that for a second. The... number of is your congressperson serving you? Catherine Clark is my congresswoman. I remember writing to her on several occasions about things that in my mind were not being worked on. And so I asked what she was doing about certain issues. I think it was during COVID. And her response to me, she sent me back a note. That blamed Trump for everything. It wasn't anything about her or what was in Congress. It's all two paragraphs of stuff about Donald Trump and what a worm he was and how horrible the country is being run and that it would be so much better if it was a Democrat. That wasn't the question that I asked. I asked about specific stuff that had specific ramifications on me, my business, my life, my town. And so I sent her back a note saying, you didn't answer my question. And what did I get back from her? Want to guess? Nothing.
Mm.
Zero.
That makes sense.
Yep. Sure does.
Shouldn't, but it does.
Yep. Right. There you go. Okay. Let's see what's the auction yesterday. Every day there's an auction for something, right? There were tickets to Ford's Theater on the night Lincoln was assassinated.
Really?
They went up for auction. The two tickets brought $262,500. And the tickets are pristine. Look, you can look at them. You can go online and look at these pictures of these tickets. It's like you bought them to go to the movies yesterday. Really cool. Front row, balcony tickets, Ford's Theater, April 14th, 1865, as Lincoln sits there, gets gunned down by John Wilkes Booth. And so they were put on auction here in Boston. There's a little handwriting on the seat assignments on the side of the ticket. And they were in the collection at Harvard University, as a matter of fact. And so somebody decided they wanted to sell them, and that's what happened. This was seat 41 and seat 42 in the balcony. $262,500.
And the fact that they're still so pristine. After
yeah, look at them.
Years.
Yeah. They're fabulous. I don't know, I'd like to have one. I wouldn't pay $260,000. Also in the auction was Lincoln's first edition of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and that brought $594,000. Good heavens. All right, 48 after here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streak. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, here we go. It's food, farm, and family time.
It's also the time of year when there are a lot of big fairs, farm fairs, the ag fairs that happen in many states. The Big E is going on now here in Massachusetts. It takes place this time of year out in Springfield. And so I'm looking around, Jay, at what's going on with some of these county fairs, state fairs, etc. There are always competitions, contests. Who grew the biggest what?
Oh, I remember
actually participating in one of these things one year myself. So this is at the... This is an autumn festival actually being held in England, where growers from across all of the excuse me, the UK, bring massive pumpkins. And this one, well, most of them got brought in on a forklift. There was one that was 667 pounds. Everybody said, yeah, that's a winner. Nope, not quite. There was a 1,300-pound pumpkin. There was a gourd that weighed 1,373 pounds. It's not as heavy as the current Guinness World Record holder for the heaviest pumpkin ever grown was 2,700 pounds.
Good grief.
I grew a pumpkin. My friend Tommy Hansen up the street at Produce, he has the produce farm and I have the dairy farm. We had a contest one year and I won because I grew mine in cow manure. And he said I cheated, but I didn't cheat. I put.
What is that cheating? Why?
I'm not cheating at all.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy from England said the secret for him was a lot of water and a lot of manure. Right? So that's how you grow the biggest pumpkin. There's another guy who got the big prize for growing the biggest beet. He said that he watered it 5 times a day. So anyway, there are different categories for big vegetables. The biggest bean, the biggest tomato, excuse me, heaviest bell pepper, biggest cucumber, let's see here, biggest bean, all of that stuff. I think this is the biggest cabbage was 49 pounds.
What do they do with these? Do they still use them and make something with them? Because I feel like it would be such... No, the taste isn't good.
Nah, too big. Nope. All right, let's see what's next. Here's our recall of the day on the Food, Farm, and Family segment of the Good Day program. Costco recalling organic chicken bone broth. There we go. They said in their announcement, quote, the product may have the potential for non-pathogenic microbial contamination. Say that fast. Yeah, non-pathogenic microbial contamination. I'm a professional pronouncer, so I can read that stuff and get it on the air. Non-pathogenic microbial contamination. What happens when you have that problem? You're bloated. And it's not necessarily good. It'll run through you, and you'll have a little of the ungabungas for a while.
Well, and that's one of those things. Whenever you see a product that the packaging is bloated, there's microbial growth in there. It is not edible.
Amazing.
Do not eat it. Throw it away. And a lot of times, some of these, like in the freezer section, or you bought something that was fine, and then you go to pull it out of the freezer, like a popsicle or an ice cream pop or something, and all of a sudden the package is just super expanded. Get rid of that.
Like apple cider, because it's natural, not like the processed stuff, because apple juice doesn't spoil, but apple cider does. And the same thing happens when you leave it in the refrigerator too long, don't drink it all, open it up and it goes, and you taste it, and it's like kind of drinking carbonated soap water. That would be how I describe it. Okay. This Sunday, the government may shut down. No, really? I know it's been in all the papers. So what happens to ag? What happens to the food safety programs? Let's scare the hell out of everybody, right? Like, what happened? My question isn't what happens to food safety programs. My question is, what did you do before there were food safety programs? Where did that stuff all come from? The USDA, the whole business, what comes into question now is the Farm Bill. Which is it's just a mess, like every damn other thing that's in the government. Nobody can agree on anything. All the big ag companies want all the money, or they want to give it all to people in the SNAP program, which has nothing to do with agriculture. Yeah, it's food, but it should be a separate bill. Anyway, so you'll be happy to know the folks in the Health and Human Services Department have contingency plans so that you'll be safe. Right. So if we'd be safe, why do we have recalls every day? And the government's in business, so who's going to care if the government's not in business? Right? You know what I mean? I love government. Okay, let me be... I'm going to do some reflection on my evil ways here now. It's 59 past.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.